from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Honored to be on their show earlier today. Danny and Matt do an excellent job interviewing people.
Afternoons on the Score.
Happ drives one in the air, deep right center. Back goes Ramos near the center field fence. That ball is gone. 2-run homer, Ian Happ. Just to the right of straightaway, Cubs lead 5-3.
Hey, they got a win. They got an extra inning win. And Hector Neris was involved.
He was good.
He was good. Up is down and left is right. But you lost television, and so you were listening on the radio.
I was.
Consuming the Hall of Famer, Pat Hughes.
Yep. Pat and Ron, and if you watched this game yesterday, you knew it felt like the Cubs were about to cub, and they were going to blow this game, and their moment of that occurred in the San Francisco sixth inning. It was 3-0 Cubs. Jorge Soler with a 2-out, 2-strike ground rule double. That makes it 3-1 Cubs lead. Because it was a ground rule double, The guy had to stop at third base, could very well have scored. The Cubs dodge a bullet, but Imanaga then on the next pitch throws a wild pitch. So forget the dodging of the bullet. It's now a 3-2 game. And then it got to the moment of truth, the game-tying run. And it was a colossally bad moment for the Cubs defense. But I just thought this call from Pat Hughes and the subsequent analysis from Ron Coomer was straight up excellent with Luis Matos at the plate.
Tying run 90 feet away. A dribbler toward first. It'll be fielded by no one. And it's a base hit. And the ball game is tied. Shota thought that Bush was going to make the play. It was too far in for the second baseman, Horner. Shota went after the ball, and when he did, Bush went back to cover first. Shota couldn't get there, and the ball game is tied on a very strange-looking infield RBI single.
Yeah, this is a split finger and just a cue shot on 2-0, and just rolls out past Imanaga. And, you know, it's one of those plays, Michael Bush with a little indecision on whether he should go for this ball or not, does not go for it, and it ends up being a base hit.
Yeah, and Coomer had a little bit more after that on exactly why it went down the way it did or what you're supposed to do on that play, but I just thought that the idea of no one making the play, fielded by no one. And unfortunately, it felt like a good broadcaster moment, but a terrible moment for the Cubs as they continue to have, like, that was heading towards, again, another game that we could put on the list of just horrendous losses. Now, things got good, and the Cubs won the game, but I was getting ready to put it on the list of these just terrible, awful Cubs games this year.
It'll be fielded by no one.
Nobody.
No one. They talked about it a bit with Carter Hawkins. Dan Lawrence and Layla did. You know, one-run games over the course of a season, you should end up around 500 in them. And you obviously want to have more laughers. You want to be good enough to win by 3 runs, 4 runs, whatever, not have it be as high stress, not have every mistake by a relief pitcher, you know, swing a win into a loss and all of that. But it's also a product of a team just not being very good. You can play a lot of close games if you're not very good.
Yeah, right.
And so you're like, it felt like the Cubs were going to do a Cubs thing again. It's like, until they start hitting the ball over the wall or getting a really healthy bullpen, or maybe a combination of the two, and I think it's very unlikely that both of those things will happen for this team this year, I think we're gonna feel uneasy about 4 out of 5 Cubs wins. You know what I mean? Like easy wins are so few and far between for this team that it feels like doom is around every corner.
It really does, and it was building up that way yesterday, not just the sixth inning, but there were two innings in which Cody Bellinger made the last out of scenarios where the Cubs had two men on base, and if that isn't symbolic of the Cubs not getting the clutch hits and not, as you said, hitting the ball over the wall. I mean, we all love this Cody Bellinger approach that seemed to evolve with the Cubs, where he would go to left field and settle for the sink, the B hack, choking up on the bat a little bit. I don't know, man. It almost feels like he's over-adjusted. Like, just try to, if you strike out, you strike out, but try to crank that ball over the wall or just get back in the mindset of hitting home runs, and it's simply not there. But you're right, man. Every game is a slog at this point, win or lose.
Well, yeah, the other day I was saying it was like hate watching, because like bad baseball is a tough watch for me, because it's just it's every day. Bad football, it's like you get six days to cleanse it. You watch some other football. You find good football. Like, it's like, okay, I'm not watching out-of-market baseball, so I'm just watching this baseball. And the baseball has been underachieving and bad and frustrating. And it's so, like, even the wins feel like relief instead of joy.
Yeah, exactly. That's the word, man. Relief. It's like, if we can reference Nine Inch Nails again, every day feels exactly the same. I think that's the lyric. Like, one of two or three things is happening.
Maybe. Lyric-ish.
Yeah,
lyric-adjacent.
Ish. If, you know, every day it feels like the Cubs, no matter what. In this game, going into that, the Ian Happ homer, I think the Cubs were 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position. So it's every day is exactly the same with this Cubs team, with either not getting the big hit and then the end of the bullpen. And, you know, now we're starting to see the starting staff get back to reality just a little bit. And I know Imanaga was mostly good yesterday, but as we expected, that's not going to carry you if you keep on not scoring runs and you don't have relief at the end of the bullpen.
We'll do more Cubs and Brewers in the 5 o'clock hour. Coming up in about 50 minutes at 4:45, it's Peter Ponderings, where our intern Peter Hansen, Peter's Ponderings. It's more of a plural. He owns the Ponderings. his last name isn't Ponderings.
Keep going, Danny.
It's Peter's Ponderings. And say something, Peter. You have such a lovely voice.
How you doing, Peter?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, brother.
His voice is so incredible I was threatened by him.
Yeah,
and I was threatened by, does he have a better voice than me? And so I said, he maybe has a deeper voice than me, but there's no way he's got a better singing voice than me.
No.
And so he has volunteered to sing today at 4. This isn't a hazing ritual. There's not going to be a lawsuit coming. You're not doing this against your will, Peter Ponderings?
Sure, yeah.
Sure. All right.
Good. Oh, I am not convinced.
That's
not
a lot of gray area
right there.
I'm not loving that.
Kids already lawyered up, it sounds
man. Exactly.
Thank you for the question, but we can't answer it. Okay.
All right. Well, so in 50 minutes, you'll hear me get sued for bullying and hazing in the workplace as we make Peter Pondering sing.
Sue everybody.
He's gonna own this company. But you hosted a draft night show with Chuck Swirsky.
Yes.
There is Bulls news to discuss, and there is Chuck Swirsky occurrences to discuss.
He was amazing. I'm glad we are taking some time to do this.
This is the show to take the time to do this. These are the important matters of our time here in late June.
I need that every once in a while.
We got
you. Know what
you.
I mean?
You once called us the police of the score.
Yeah.
We're always watching. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.